Play when you want and pick a new team every time. Use code Chicago to play free for a shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event, only at DraftKings.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
CBS This Fall, in this ER, courage is the only option.
Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, series premiere CBS Wednesday, September 30th.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock and from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. It's a new ball game in Pittsburgh. Cubs and the Pirates tied at 4. Bottom half of the 7th inning, the Cubs scoring 3 runs in the top half of the frame, and they can thank the Pirates bullpen, specifically Joaquin Soria, who basically gives up all 3 runs. He allows a pinch hit RBI double to Tommy La Stella, then coughs up a couple of more runs with a pair of wild pitches. Earlier in the game, Chris Coughlin with a sack fly. Meanwhile, Jason Hammel gave up 4 runs in his 3 2/3 innings of work. Neil Walker with an RBI double, Andrew McCutchen with a run-scoring single, and Travis Snyder with a 2-run single. So it's the bullpens at work. Cubs and Pirates 4-4, bottom half of the 7th inning, the first of a day-night doubleheader. Tonight's pitching matchup has John Lester going against J.A. Happ. And here at U.S. Cellular, the White Sox and the A's later on, Jeff Samardzija will be on the mound for the Southsiders. In pro football, the Bears with a day off from practice before resuming tomorrow as they start their prep for Sunday's game against Arizona. They did have over 400 yards of offense against Green Bay this past Sunday, and Matt Forte says he always had faith in that offense.
I mean, this is what I expected out of our offense. You know, going into camp and through OTAs and stuff, I knew the talent and the coaches that we had on the staff, and I expected us to come out and be able to play very well in the plays that we did. And so, you know, like I was saying, I wasn't surprised that we, you know, scored points or had long drives and drove down and scored the, you know, ball and stuff. But, you know, we just got to build from there and do better.
And one other NFL note, that initial 4 to 6 week recovery time for Dallas wide receiver Dez Bryant and his broken foot, it's now been lengthened to 8 to 12 weeks, and the Cowboys are having tryouts today for wide receivers, including Hakeem Nicks. Collegiate news, Texas fired its athletic director Steve Patterson. He was only on the job for less than 2 years. Cubs playoff push coverage on The Score, presented by Budweiser, official beer of the Chicago Cubs. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. September sales event, it's going on right now. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for Bear fans on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit nusports.com.
Boars and Bernstein.
That's unexcusable.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's right. You don't like Jim Tomsula. You don't like people?
Boy, he's gonna have a grabber prowling the sidelines. I mean, he looks completely wigged out.
Yeah, he does.
Miserable.
He's gonna have
sweaty,
to
sweaty, itchy.
Yeah, he's gonna have to learn how to bring this in before he's on the sidelines and somebody's resuscitating him.
I mean, he looks. I don't know if he's terrified or. I mean, I know positional coaches. When you're a defensive line coach, you can be that guy and grab guys. But you're the head coach.
Yeah, you can't. I noticed that, and I thought, well, it's just because it's the first game.
And you're
maybe
winning.
Just because,
yeah, what does he look winning like in a loss?
And the Vikings were never really a threat.
Right.
They're just not a threat.
Players will look to the head coach as some sort of example, and he looks unhealthy.
Well, that mustache is going to catch on fire.
Quiet. Yeah, and you're right. Maddie was mentioning that Jim Harbaugh is crazy on the sideline. Yeah, his crazy is probably why he's out of that job, too. But his was always kind of a...
He was like under Singletary, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, so that's true.
That's a long line of crazy.
There's a rah-rah crazy. The Harbaugh's a different kind of crazy.
From a long line of crazy.
I guess that Tom Sula looks terrified. Harbaugh's crazy. But he's always actively, aggressively crazy.
Yeah, I don't think Tom Sula's crazy.
No, he just looks miserable and terrified.
I'm just he needs to work on that a little
like
bit.
Like he's being stalked by a wild animal or something.
Yeah. What do you like the identity of this team to be, and how much of it do we see tonight?
Sir?
What would you like the identity of this team to be, and how much of it do we see tonight?
Well, the first thing I would like this team to be is a team. And that's what I think we have. That's what I believe we have.
I love you. If I didn't say it before,
and it's
Jim,
only just begun.
Jim, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Yeah, maybe he has a wild animal that is stalking him. You don't know.
That's true.
How do you know that he doesn't?
Did they ever find the escaped king cobra in Orlando?
Maybe that's after him.
He might think it is.
Maybe he has like a grizzly bear after him.
I believe Spiegel bought it for his son.
The escaped king cobra watching football with him. No, you know, I always wanted to have a snake as a pet. I was
you seem like you would have been a snake kid.
Yeah,
I was never allowed. Not allowed.
If I was your dad, I would have gotten you a poisonous one without a cage.
There you go. It's fine. It'll be
son,
over
there's
here.
A snake in your room. Go find it.
I think that's probably why. You know, he probably fought back the temptation to do exactly that.
Is it supposed to be rattling that, like that?
That's what
H. Bruce wanted to.
I bet he did, too.
And Mama Bear said no.
Oh, we're sorry. Is that ball around your neck? Oh,
go ahead, buddy. Get up real close and feed him that mouse.
No, Daniel. Keep that mouse in your pocket when you feed him.
Yeah, when the hood is open and it's swaying like that, that's like it's wagging its tail. That means it's happy. An email from Stonecutter. And Stonecutter says, regarding that previous John Fox emailer, wait a second. Fox won't put the stem on the apple, not a championship coach. What evidence is there of any of this other than that he lost two games in February? Does anyone seriously think Tom Coughlin is that much better or worse at coaching than John Fox?
No, I do not.
One dude made a catch off his head. Another dude made an insane catch along the sideline, and Coughlin has two rings. Fox got blown out by Seattle on a day when Seattle's defense decided they were going to be the 85 Bears, and he lost to a Belichick coach team when he took an overmatched Panthers team to the Super Bowl. It was quarterbacked by Jake Damn Delhomme. There are four tiers of NFL coaches. One tier is Bill Belichick, a Hall of Famer who sits along with Bill Walsh and Vince Lombardi as the sport's transcendent geniuses.
And the clutch.
The second tier is the 20 drooling football robot dopes who wouldn't be fit to manage a Foot Locker but end up as NFL coaches because they're too obsessive, compulsive, and megalomaniacal enough to do anything else. They're perfect coordinators and positional coaches, and at any given time, there's a bunch of them who are serving one of their one or two stints as a head coach before they get blown out in 3 years. The third tier is the 10 other guys who are legitimately good coaches, none of whom is potentially that much better or worse than the other guys. John Fox is clearly one of those guys. Most of the guys who stick around long enough to get poked fun of are those guys. Coughlin, Reed, Lovey Smith, Wisenhunt, Tomlin, Fisher. Those guys make Super Bowls. Some of them win. The ones that didn't aren't bad coaches. They just lost individual games. And the fourth tier is Jim Tomsula, who defies explanation. He really does.
And you know, you'd like to say, oh, well, you know, and you may say that, but those Niners were really good last night. Not really.
No, not really.
Not really.
No, but Trent Dilfer aside and Launch Point.
Yeah, Launch Point.
Dan and Munster, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Dan, before I ask my question, I just wanted to see if you'd give us an update about the young man you told us about who badgered Tom Ricketts to draft a player.
Oh, yeah.
But I think... How is he?
He's good. He's good.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so far so good. He had a second marrow transplant, and so far so good. As far as I know, still all clear.
Yeah, I thought about it when you told us about the grant you received. That's great news because we think about it. We talk about it in the office from time to time, and obviously that's great to hear.
Yeah, thanks for asking about that.
Yes. Earlier you guys were discussing how Brady was in the right place, right time, right coach, right system, the whole thing. And I've always contended that the Bears have devalued the quarterback position for so many decades that if the Bears ended up with Brady coming out of college, that no one would know his name. And I just wanted to see what you guys thought about some of these. And I love the email you just read a little while ago that talks about the coaching tree with Walsh, and they mentioned Belichick and, of course, Lombardi. But I would add to that Parcells, who also had a pretty good handle on bringing up Belichick and Sean Payton and Coughlin and some others. And Schottenheimer had a few good names there as well. He had Dungy and Cowher, and there were a couple others. But do you think that – I don't think Fox is a quarterback whisperer, and I hate that phrase, but I want to ask this anyway. In a different system with either Holmgren or Reed or maybe Harbaugh or someone like that, do you think he's a vastly better, more improved quarterback, or is he just Jay Cutler?
My guess, Dan, is
Jay Cutler.
I think we've had enough, because we've had sort of a controlled experiment, haven't we? I mean, it's every kind. He's been in the Mart system. He's been in a West Coast system. We've seen all of
quarterback friendly, quote unquote, systems.
We've seen all of it, and different quarterback coaches, and different ways of getting the plays in, and different systems. And he learns the system well enough.
I mean, he does.
He's a perfectly functional professional.
Yep.
But nothing has been able to overcome some of his fatal flaws. So, Dan, I guess in his case, don't we have our answer?
Oh, long ago. Long ago. It's an interesting point about Brady, too, because I don't know if it's, I'm not sure. I mean, it's a guy that I don't, the NFL soured on when he fall back to the sixth round, and nobody really thought much of him. He wasn't one of those guys, obviously, that was trumpeted, and he falls there, and is that a gem others would have uncovered? Probably not the Bears. I would tend to agree with that. That's possible the Bears might not. But other teams, I think there's enough good coaches around besides Belichick. I don't think he's the only one who could do that. I think Brady, for I don't know how he does it. He doesn't have the world's greatest arm. He doesn't have a lot of stuff. A lot of the attributes. He's big enough. He's tall. He sees the field well. But, I mean, there's something about where he is, then you're just so used to seeing it sticks in your head, and you go, well, I don't know if he could do that anywhere else. Could he do that anywhere else? I think he could. Would he have gotten the chance? I don't know.
Well, also, it's not in a vacuum either, that you also have to ask the question, to look at it logically, maybe somewhat early on, Belichick realized this guy's way better than we thought. And because remember, you had Drew Bledsoe had the sheared blood vessel
and he almost died
because he could have bled out internally.
Yep.
And he was playing great.